To connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rudymaxa.com. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back, everyone. We appreciate you being here with us today, and it's time for another installment of our Destination Spotlight. Today, it's destination number 8 in the 6th state in our nation and the famous hooked-shaped peninsula of Cape Cod. Before we take you to Massachusetts, a quick message to say that today's show is sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
Well, certainly one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip is quality luggage, and you'll do none better than Travel Pro.
No, you won't.
They are the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers, and for over 2 decades now, they've taken pride in their design, innovation, and durability in crafting the highest quality luggage for travelers. Travel Pro created the Rollaboard wheeled luggage, and they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties.
You know, this is the luggage you've heard us talking about, it, that Mary, Rudy, and I, that we've been traveling with for years. And as Mary just said, having good luggage is so important when you travel. So if you're in the market for new luggage, or maybe you're looking for a perfect gift for a birthday or anniversary, look no further than Travel Pro Luggage. You can check them out at travelpro.com for all their retailers, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, now let's go to Cape Cod and welcome in the CEO of the Cape Cod Chamber of Commerce, Wendy Northcross.
Wendy, nice to have you here on Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries as we spotlight Cape Cod today.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate your time today. So, you know, anyone who's been to the Cape probably associates it with quaint villages, seafood shacks, ocean beaches, which are great, water sport, the Kennedy, certainly, and a number of other things. But for those who haven't been to the Cape, you know, I think they may be surprised to learn that the peninsula is comprised of really, forget if it's 17 or 18, unique towns and communities. So why don't you give us an overview of the Cape's diversity?
Sure. You know, it is true. The first-time visitor is coming to Cape Cod. The second-time visitor has already figured out which is their favorite village or town, and then they want to make plans for their, you know, next visit, and it eventually gets down to their favorite cottage on the beach, you know. So I think people are surprised to find out how close we are to major ports of entry. So Boston is only an hour and a half away, as is Providence, Rhode Island. We have ferry service out of Boston now into Provincetown at the very tip. We do have 15 towns on the Cape, and each town has its own sort of special flavor, its own story to tell. The country really started here, so they're very unique and interesting places.
I love how you just said that the country started there, because I think that encapsulizes Cape Cod perfectly.
Absolutely.
Wendy, one of the things we love about Cape Cod is whenever we go, it's really a gem of a place for the young, the old, families, couples, solo travelers. I'd love to know, since you've been living there for a while, what are some things that you most enjoy about the Cape?
One thing I like is sometimes things just don't change. You know, you can rely on the fact that we have this beautiful historic district and these phenomenal homes that cover centuries of different types of architecture. And then you're in Hyannis with all the nightlife and bands on the street and street festivals and fairs and activity. And you know, so you can go from the serene to the craziness if you want. And
right.
It's true. We're really popular with families. I think some of that's because we just have so many beaches and so many options, and we're so close by that it's an easy drive. And, when you're traveling with your kids, sometimes it's easier to throw everything in the car and arrive and just have everything with you. So
right.
I do think that's part of the popularity.
People that are listening right now, I'm sure most of them likely remember from their school days learning about the Pilgrims landing at Plymouth, but I want you to talk to us about the tallest granite structure in the U.S. that's standing in Provincetown that clearly corrects that history.
Clearly, because their first landfall was at Provincetown at the very tip, or we call it the fist of Cape Cod. And those poor pilgrims, they had been months at sea, and they were so glad to see land. And you know what the first thing they did when they got off the boat was?
What did they do?
The laundry.
And you know what
day of the week it was? It was Monday.
Monday.
So this Monday laundry day kind of started. But yes, they were here for about 5 weeks checking things out and finally decided they needed to. They were actually trying to find New York. They got blown off course. And then they had heard about a place that eventually became Boston. But they settled in Plymouth because winter was coming and they had to get to building shelter. But Provincetown has a very proud story to tell. They've got a great monument, which has a phenomenal museum. And they're all getting ready for the celebration of the 400th anniversary of that landing.
Yeah, I think that that's something everyone needs to know.
All right, Wendy, let's talk about shelter for the modern travelers today. But you mentioned specialized cottages. What are some other popular accommodations on the Cape for people?
We have Forbes five-star resorts. We have family-friendly hotels, motels. Cottages are very favorite rental. And camping. You know, we run the gamut. We literally, truly have something for somebody.
Yeah, absolutely you do. All right, we discussed the Pilgrims really quick here. Give us an important fact that you think people need to know about Cape Cod.
Well, JFK, this was his favorite place. The family still lives here. He would have turned 100 years old this year. His celebration is still going on. Lots of interesting things going on with the JFK Museum. And the National Seashore that he signed into law, which protects the Great Outer Beach, that just turned 56 years old. So we've been celebrating, you know, his life and his legacy, and we're very proud of that.
Well, there we are. So listen, you know, thank you very much, Wendy, for spotlighting Cape Cod in Massachusetts with us. Clearly, folks, it's a fun, it's a relaxing place for a few days, a long weekend, a weeks-long vacation, if you will. Wendy, enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you. Take care.
Thanks, Wendy.
All right, Cape Cod, great place to go,
man. It's a beautiful place.
And folks, if you want to find out more, I love the website. It's just whycapecod.org. So go have some fun with that. Next week, we'll be bringing you another destination spotlight. So please be sure to stay tuned. I think it's Memphis. And you can find all the places that we've covered on our website under Destination Spotlight. As I see the clock ticking down, that's going to do it for hour one of the program this week. After these messages, we'll get to some more travel news to kick off hour two. And then it'll be more travel talk and more travel fun. Stick with us.
You've been listening to Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.